sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Friday, December the 1st. We now begin in December. We still don't have a tax bill. They were supposed to vote on it last night, but somehow we now have Bob Corker and some Republicans who have become deficit hawks. They seem to be have been at sleep of the wheel over the last 8 years of Barack Obama when the deficit grew $1 trillion per year. We went from actually more than that. It was $10 trillion that grew over Obama's 8 years. So that's about one and a quarter trillion every year. They didn't have a problem with that. But they're going to shut down any kind of tax reform because it's now being projected that the deficit is may grow $1 trillion over 10 years. We're going to talk about how absurd that is and what the real agenda behind that is and the chances for passing. Where is the tax bill today? We also have a stunner of a verdict in the Kate Steinle murder case. Yes, it was a murder. Whether it was an intentional murder, whether it was manslaughter, the individual who had been deported multiple times and said he was going to San Francisco because it was a sanctuary city. We're going to talk about that amazing verdict where they don't they acquitted him of all charges, all intentional charges, all unintentional charges of murder, and just said, oh, he had a handgun that he shouldn't have had. This is amazing. And this was the case, remember, that began the high-profile immigration policy attack that President Trump had. Here's a guy who had been deported multiple times, half dozen times. He just keeps coming back into the country. That's why President Trump started saying, we got to build a wall. And now they have underscored that even more so. We're also going to be joined today by Bill Binney, the former NSA global technical head. He has been attacked recently by NBC News saying this guy is peddling a conspiracy theory that the NSA is doing dragnet surveillance of the American people. what a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Not the ridiculous conspiracy theory that the Russians colluded with President Trump to get dirt on Hillary Clinton at the DNC. No, no, no. But that's really what triggered it. The fact that this summer, Bill Binney and others who offered concrete analysis of the files that were turned over and the second group of files that were released by Guccifer said, look at this. If you look at these files, the amount of time that it took for this to transfer over, I know from my technical experience that that would not be possible to do that over the internet. So it had to have been some kind of an inside job, somebody getting the information and turning it over, which would match the information that we were given by Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, saying it was not a hack, it was not a state actor, it was an inside whistleblower who gave us that information. That seems to be what really got their hackles, because William Binney went to the CIA and talked to CIA Director Mike Pompeo about his belief that there was no way that this could have been hacked over the internet. That's what they must push back against. That's what they're really upset about. So they take the extraordinary step of accusing Bill Binney of being a conspiracy theorist because he talks about the NSA doing dragnet surveillance on people. That is an established fact, folks. That is something that Bill Binney and other whistleblowers at the NSA told us back in 2001 after September 11th. They were blowing the whistle. Nobody listened to them until we actually saw the documents. We all actually saw the documents from Snowden. And still you have NBC. The people who had Matt Lauer in place, Matt Lyer, I guess we should start calling him, the guy who had been, along with his boss, had been at the center of releasing the tape on Donald Trump from Access Hollywood, you know, grab him by the whatever, that came from Matt Lyer and his boss at NBC. Always pushing those lies, always attacking people. It's not just the degenerates there, but it is also how they use it in politics. So we're going to be talking to Bill Binney today. Should be a very interesting interview. Stay with us. We'll be right back with news.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Friday, December the 1st, 2017. Top two stories today, and we're going to go into them in depth, but first I want to give you an overview of the news. Kate Steinle, murder case, the illegal alien who had been deported multiple times, who went to San Francisco because it was a sanctuary city, has now been found guilty of, or innocent of all charges. Absolutely amazing. They were given a choice, the jury was, of convicting him of murder in various degrees, or even of manslaughter. So he's got this gun that he stole from a Bureau of Land Management car. The agent left it in the car, left the windows down, left the gun loaded. This guy steals it. And at the most charitable interpretation of events, you could say that he's playing with this gun that he stole after he had entered and been deported multiple times. He was about to be deported the sixth time, but San Francisco is a sanctuary city, and they would not turn him over to the federal authorities to deport him. And so as he's playing with his gun, the most charitable interpretation would be that it went off accidentally and killed Kate Steinle. But the jury wouldn't even go there. They simply convicted him for having possession of a gun illegally. Absolutely amazing. And President Trump tweeted on it, a disgraceful verdict in the Kate Steinle case. No wonder the people of our country are so angry with illegal immigration. We'll talk about that in detail. That was the basis of the beginning, really, of President Trump's campaign getting traction. People looking at this travesty of sanctuary cities, this travesty of the revolving door at the border and saying, hey, there has to be a wall. There has to be a wall. That's what President Trump seized on. You know, he always is able to reduce things to the essence. You know, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, she's going to wear that forever. Even the people who kind of like her, I mean, they still think of Pocahontas every time they see her. You know, a crooked Hillary, low energy Jeb. I mean, Donald Trump is the most effective communicator, as Scott Adams said, talking about winning bigly with communication. You look at the slogan that he had, with Trump, you could either make America great again or you could be with her. Those are the two choices that were put out there. I mean, one of them was incredibly bad. The other one was just perfect. And it really twists the commentator class in pretzels to see this happening. These are people who have gone to school and taken all these classes in communication. They dot all their I's, they cross all their T's. And yet here's a guy who sometimes misspells on Twitter, puts out these little short messages, puts out these one or two character handles on his opponents or on issues like build the wall. We got a guy that's coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. He's been in jail most of his life. He's been convicted 7 times of felonies. There's a solution for that. Build a wall. Don't let that happen. We got to seal that off because we can't let this keep going. He kills somebody. And now they have doubled down on this. Hopefully this is going to have a positive impact, because as we get past this tax bill, that's the next big item here that I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about both of these in more detail in a moment. But as we look at the tax issue, the next thing coming up is going to be a continuing budget resolution and then DACA. And we got a lot of Republicans, a lot of establishment Republicans who want to give amnesty to people. We need to talk about what is happening with our country, with immigration and with the border. And so this is really going to inflame this again, just as it did the very first time. Let's talk about the tax thing. And I think the key thing that we're looking at here is the hypocrisy of Bob Corker. And the fact that all throughout the news media today, we had a new report from the Joint Committee on Taxation. They did another analysis. I remember back when the Congressional Budget Office scored it, they said it was going to increase the debt by $1.7 trillion over 10 years. Now they're talking about the deficit. Everybody, all the headlines are all about the deficit this, the deficit that. And they're saying it's going to increase it by $1 trillion over the next 10 years. And what they're talking about is a cumulative debt. We're going to talk about how this is a non-issue, how people like Bob Corker looked the other way for 8 years under Barack Obama while the deficit was over $1 trillion on average each year. Over 8 years, the cumulative debt. Understand the difference between the deficit and the debt? The deficit is the shortfall each year. And, of course, that's been the way we've been operating. We don't meet our bills every year. Even though we have record tax collections under Barack Obama, last several years, you always see the top of Drudge Report, another record set in taxes collected. And yet, we keep seeing record deficits. And that's the annual shortfall. All of those cumulative annual deficits add to the debt. The debt is all of the deficits. And if you have a year or two, let's imagine going back to, I think, when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House. Bill Clinton was president, but I don't give Bill Clinton the credit for that. It was Newt who took all the abuse for doing things to balance the budget. They actually ran a surplus, a small surplus for a year or two back then. But it's that cumulative annual deficit that they call the debt. Now they're not talking about the debt. They're trying to make it look like this tax cut is going to cause us to have an annual deficit of $1 trillion. That's why you've got all the major news media out there talking about deficit, 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 when it's really about the debt, the debt, the debt, the cumulative deficits. So they're playing a game with you. Bob Corker is playing a game with you. He doesn't want to see this happen, and I'll tell you why he doesn't want to see it happen. And then we have a back and forth about what Roger Stone said. He was talking about how he had an intermediary who was a comedian, Randy Credico. He said, well, he was an intermediary between me and Julian Assange. And now we have the congressional committee saying, well, we want to talk to this comedian. Well, why not? Because this whole thing is a joke. You know, he ought to go there and do a stand-up routine because this is a joke that's been going on for a year and a half. But here's a clip where RT interviewed Randy Credico talking about whether or not he's going to go and testify before the congressional committee. Here's Randy.
They're going after me. Why? Because of my connection to Julian Assange. I have been, interviewing him for the last year, year and a half. I've had him on my show. I've been in the embassy. And this is just another way of keeping this phony Russiagate inquiry alive.
They could
cite you for contempt for not testifying. And I would still rely on the First Amendment protection. And then I would challenge it. They can put me in a jail cell, but I certainly am not going to comply with this witch hunt, with this modern-day McCarthyism, because that's all it is.
They don't want the people to see what we have done in Libya, what we have done in Syria, what we have done in Palestine.
All that stuff they want to keep suppressed from the public. I want to know about it. Why can't I know about it? And Assange is probably the most gifted person as a journalist to get that stuff out.
They want to quiet Assange, any kind of connection with him could get you with them, And they're going to bring more people in and try to keep this thing going.
All right. You heard him say that they're threatening to bring contempt charges on him. They didn't do that with any of the people who were connected with Hillary Clinton, did they? Susan Rice, I said, we'd like to talk to you. No, I don't think so. And many others, they just say, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to turn this over to the FBI. I'm not going to come talk to the congressional committees, and they say, oh, okay, all right, we're sorry. And the FBI says, can we see your hard drive? No, we're not going to show you the hard drive. Oh, okay. Well, all right, have a nice day. We'll come back some other time maybe and ask you something and see if you'll comply. And this is what is truly amazing to me. And here's this guy who's a radio personality and a comedian, and they're leaning on him hard because he has interviewed Julian Assange. He's a journalist. And Roger Stone was saying, hey, I didn't talk to Assange directly. I talked to this guy as an intermediary because he's talked to Assange. And Julian Assange says, CNN, don't forget these other WikiLeaks, quote-unquote, contacts and intermediaries. Jake Tapper, Anderson Cooper, Brian Stelter. Okay? They also interviewed me in 2016. He says, Roger Stone is trolling you, silly. But you're fake news. It's what you do. He's absolutely right. They say that, are they going to get Pamela Anderson? Boy, she could be in a lot of trouble in a closed-door hearing in Congress. Stay back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Arix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerix essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oil scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerix essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emerix essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's Friday, December the 1st, 2017. We're going to cover a little bit more news here, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about this Kate Steinle verdict. We also have tax reform fraud being committed on the American people by the GOP establishment. What a surprise. Even though we had John McCain come out and say that he was going to support tax reform, and that sent the stock market crazy yesterday, we then had Bob Corker seize on a new report, and we're going to take a look at this report, and we're going to tell you how the fake news mainstream media is spinning this all over the place. It's an absolute lie what is going on, and it's a total fraud that's being perpetrated on the American people by Bob Corker and others in the GOP party, as well as Democrats. Let's understand that we know that they're always on that side, but we'll talk about what the Republicans are doing and not doing. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we've extended the specials on our Black Friday through Cyber Monday specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many products that are 50% off plus free shipping. Some of these are massive savings, like InfoWars Life Select Survival Foods. 50% off plus free shipping. That's a big, heavy, bulky product. You can not only save 50% off of it, but get free shipping for a limited time. We also have all Emmerich's Essential Products. That's our a line of organic household products, things like bug repellent, deodorant, shampoo, other things. So it's all non-GMO, all organic. That is 50% off. Some of our most popular products, like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Brain Force Plus, all of those 50% off plus free shipping. So take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's one way that you can support it the key way. That's what really funds us. We don't have any big pharmaceutical sponsors like most of the mainstream media does. Instead, we offer you products that are going to help your health, products that are going to help you prepare for natural disasters or for political disasters or for runaway economic conditions. We have a lot of things there that will help you, and that's how we run this operation without having to rely on outside corporate sponsors who would then shut us down and censor us. Of course, others are still trying to do that. All the big social media companies, Google and others, are trying to enact a kind of economic censorship as they try to censorship your ability to find and to share our information. All right, let's get back to the news. We have Judicial Watch today has released 29 pages of the FBI's assessment of the Clinton and Loretta Lynch tarmac meeting. Remember that? Back in July before the election, Hillary Clinton was going to be deposed by James Comey over the 4th of July weekend. And a couple of days before that, Bill Clinton meets with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. And it was Bill Clinton's idea. He kind of cornered her, ran over there. And that was an article that came out at the time from The Observer. And the FBI, we now learn, freaked out about that. This is what has been uncovered in Judicial Watch. They say they released 29 pages of FBI documents related to the June 27, 2016 tarmac meeting between former Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton. The documents show that FBI officials were more concerned about leaks than about the actual meeting itself. You understand how inappropriate, how unethical this was for the Attorney General just days before Bill Clinton's wife was going to be deposed and interviewed, how inappropriate was for her husband, former President Bill Clinton, to meet with the Attorney General. But they weren't concerned about that. Not at all. And of course, the fix had already been in. James Comey had long ago decided, and we know now from other memos that came out, he'd already decided that he wasn't going to come after her no matter what came out. But I think it was very important for them to make sure that she wasn't going to commit a process crime. That's really what's behind all this continued Russian investigation. They're trying to get a process crime. Bill Clinton very well knew that. He knew that he had been impeached for lying under oath. And Hillary Clinton had said the things that can happen if you say something wrong to the FBI or if you inadvertently lie to the FBI, that can be far more serious than the crime that they're investigating. She knew that from her husband's experience, knew that very well. And so that was why it was important for them to meet. But just as we were looking at this last story where the Congress is demanding that this radio personality comedian, Randy Credico, come before them and testify and say, what do you know about Julian Assange? You've interviewed Julian Assange, so we want to know what you know with Julian Assange and about all this Russian conspiracy nonsense. Demanding that he do this and threatening him with contempt and jail if he doesn't come before them. Meanwhile, Clinton officials can say, no, I don't want to testify before you. And the FBI didn't care about the unethical impropriety of this. And of course, Loretta Lynch didn't recuse herself from any of this. She should have recused herself just because of the relationship that they had. But after that meeting, she should have. But no, not going to have any recusing going on there. Not in this group of people. And the FBI said their response, we now know from these documents that Judicial Watch got, and the Judicial Watch found these documents themselves after the FBI told them for a year, no, we don't have any documents about that. And they originally said they couldn't locate any records related to the tarmac meeting. However, in a related FOIA lawsuit, says Judicial Watch, the Justice Department located emails. So things kind of changed after President Trump has been in office for nearly a year. Somehow, somebody now at the FBI can find these things that the FBI under Obama couldn't find a year ago. They have now located the emails, and they gave them to Judicial Watch. They say that Justice Department officials communicated with the FBI, and they wrote that they had communicated with the FBI. And so what we learned with these documents is that after the story in The Observer came out, there was a flurry of emails about the source for this article because it was an individual who was with the FBI, the Secret Service. They wouldn't say exactly who. They wouldn't say what sex the individual was, who contacted The Observer and told them about this meeting and some things about the meeting. And the FBI official said, quote unquote, we need to find that guy. And the Phoenix FBI office was contacted, quote, in an attempt to stem any further damage to the Clintons, of course, not any further damage to the legal system of this country because it had been totally corrupted. And this is what Judicial Watch concludes. President Tom Fitton says these new FBI documents show that the FBI was more concerned about a whistleblower who told the truth. Isn't that always the case? It's always the whistleblowers that they care about. It's like somebody exposes a crime. We got to get that whistleblower. We got to send him to jail, you know, like John Kiriakou, who exposed the CIA torture. Oh, we're going to send him to jail. None of the people who actually did it are going to be punished. They came after Bill Binney. They came after Thomas Drake, the other NSA whistleblowers. Not going to change anything that they do. No, they're just going to proudly continue on with violating the Constitution, violating the law, but they'll come after the whistleblowers. So he says these new FBI documents show the FBI was more concerned about a whistleblower who told the truth about the infamous Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting than the scandalous meeting itself. These documents show the FBI worked to make sure no more details of the meeting would be revealed to the American people. No wonder the FBI didn't turn these documents over until Judicial Watch caught the agency red-handed hiding them. These new documents confirm the urgent need to reopen the Clinton email scandal and criminally investigate the resulting Obama FBI DOJ sham investigation. Lock her up. I'm David Knight. I'll be right back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I didn't even know this headline at the top of Drudge when I was talking about what happened on the tarmac and how it was important for Bill and Hillary to make sure that she didn't get caught in some of her lies. But, of course, she has been caught in lies, and she hasn't been punished for that, hasn't been punished for violating national security. She knew that her husband had been impeached for committing perjury. And she even said, I've got to be very careful in this deposition that's coming up just before, just after the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. And I was just talking about how that can be a far more serious crime. There may not even be a crime, but you can be convicted for lying to the FBI. And now we got the top of Drudge breaking news. Michael Flynn is pleading guilty today to lying to the FBI. Not that he did anything wrong, not that he did any criminal offense, but they come in and they get these process crimes. That's what this has all been about, a process crime trying to get people around Trump, trying to get Trump himself. Let's see if we can catch them in some technicality, catch them lying, and then we can send them to jail and we can make them look like criminals. That's what this is all about. And sorry to see that happening. Of course, central to a lot of this is the fact that Michael Flynn was involved in an investigation of Fethullah Gulen, a guy who is very well connected here in America, who gets more than $500 million of taxpayer money every year. This guy who runs 1,000 Islamic schools worldwide. But of course, here in the U.S., they make sure that they don't push Islam. They push Turkish culture, Turkish language. They have junkets for congressmen to go to Turkey. They send students to Turkey. And they have this wonderful thing that has been documented in Mark Hall's film, Killing Ed. He started looking at the issues of crony capitalism and the funding of charter schools and how that can go wrong. And what he found was a real rat's nest with these Fethullah Gulen schools that hang out and present themselves as schools of science and math. Yeah. And you need to take a look at that documentary. It shows how there's been multiple law enforcement, FBI investigations of rigged bidding on contracts, teachers who are whistleblowers coming forward and saying they brought in teachers from Turkey under the visa program, saying they couldn't find teachers in the United States because we don't have any teachers here in the United States. Bringing these people in, paying them several times what they pay the teachers here in America. And one of the individuals who was brought in testified that he was required to kick that back to the organization. But if Michael Flynn works with somebody in an investigation of that big crime family, somebody who's going to do another documentary about that, then they come after him big time. I mean, that may be an even more important aspect of this than his connection with President Trump. But I'm sure that has something to do with it. Let's go back to when President Trump was running for his campaign and the thing that gave him traction. And that, of course, was the death of Kate Steinle. She was shot in San Francisco, killed by a man who had been in jail awaiting his, that they wanted to deport him for a sixth time. He'd already been deported five times, came back in. He'd spent most of his life in jail, been convicted of seven felonies, and then shot and killed Kate Steinle. And now he has been acquitted. Absolutely amazing. The jury was given the option of convicting this man. Originally, they had a different name for him because, you know, they don't know who this guy is. He operates under all these aliases. He's a seven-time felony conviction. I mean, if he was an American citizen, would he ever be getting out of jail? I mean, we have like a three-time loser law in many, many different places. This is a guy who had been convicted of felonies seven different times. He had been deported five times. He would have been deported before he killed Kate Steinle. But San Francisco was a sanctuary city. And they said, we're not going to turn him over to immigration. And they let him go. And then he killed Kate Steinle. That was the outrage. The fact that we've got this revolving door at the border, and that was the essence of why President Trump said, we got to build a wall. We got to do something to keep this from happening. This isn't working. If you got a multiple time loser like this felon who can go in and out of the country, every time we drop him off, he comes right back in and then he kills somebody. And he said he went to San Francisco specifically because he knew it was a sanctuary city and they wouldn't turn him over to ICE. And here's the amazing thing. The jury was given the option of convicting him of first-degree murder, second-degree murder, or involuntary manslaughter. And they wouldn't even do involuntary manslaughter. Absolutely incredible, this jury, a sanctuary jury. He was originally identified as Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, but then they found that his real name was Zarate. He has seven previous felony convictions. He's been deported from the U.S. to his native Mexico five times. A criminal foreign citizen who continues to violate our immigration laws, criminally trespass here, and then kills this young woman. And the jury cannot find it amongst themselves to even convict him of that. And so when we look at this, what is really, truly amazing is the statement by his lawyer. I don't know what's more amazing, what the jury did not do or what the defense lawyer said. They said that he now was only convicted of being in possession of a firearm. Kate Steinle's brother said, I'm not surprised. The system failed Kate from the start of this chain of events. Why would the verdict be any different? From the drug charges to being released to coming back in and over not being detained by ICE, the BLM agent leaving a loaded weapon in an unlocked car, it's failure after failure. He said his sister is never coming back. The verdict does not affect the family then in any way. He said, Kate is gone. Kate is gone. We only have her memory. And President Trump, of course, tweeted out earlier, a disgraceful verdict in the Kate Steinle case. No wonder the people of our country are so angry with illegal immigration. And he had said in previous testimony, he admitted to killing her. And at first he said he got the gun and he took some shots at some wildlife in the sea. but then he retracted all that and he said, well, you know, I don't really speak English too well. So I'm taking all that back. I'm not going to stand by those confessions. And his lawyer got him off. He said the gun, I saw the gun on the ground and I kicked it and it went off. Another time he says, well, it was wrapped. I looked down in my lap and I saw something that was wrapped up in a cloth and I opened it up and it went off. So did that happen? Did he kick it? He had gunpowder residue on his hands. I mean, the whole thing is just unbelievable that the jury would buy this story. But here's what the crooked lawyer who got him off had to say, the guy with no conscience. He said from day one, he lectures President Trump about this. He says from day one, this case has been used to foment hate, to foment division, to foment the program of mass deportation. It was used to catapult the presidency along that philosophy of hate of others. I believe today is a vindication for the rights of immigrants and that today we have to reflect all of us on how we talked about this case in the beginning, how this is a reflection and a reaction on the base of racial dynamics of this case. Nothing about Garcia Zarate's ethnicity, nothing about his immigration status, nothing about the fact that he was born in Mexico had any relevance to what happened on July 4th, 2015. Well, if he wasn't in this country, if he hadn't stolen a gun, if he hadn't been at least playing around with it, even if he didn't directly try to shoot her, then she would still be alive, wouldn't she? Zarate was slated to be deported for the sixth time, but they didn't do that. During the trial, jurors had watched a video from his four-hour police interrogation. At one point, he said he aimed at a sea animal. At another point, he said the gun had been under a rag that lay on the ground, and as I said, it fired when he stepped on it. Another time, he said, oh, it was in my lap, and it fired when I looked at it. He spent pretty much his entire life in jail. And then this sleazebag lawyer said this. There are a number of people who have commented on this case in the past few years. The Attorney General of the U.S., the President, the Vice President. Let me just remind them that they're under investigation by a special prosecutor, who I would add has no more morals or ethics than this sleazy slime bag who got this guy off, even from a manslaughter trial. How can the jury look at themselves in the mirror? That is absolutely amazing. We'll be right back.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Going to get back to this Kate Steinle thing because I've got a couple more things I want to say. We've got a clip we're going to play for you as well. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we still have at InfoWarsStore.com. A wide variety of products, 50% off or more, plus free shipping. We have 50% off InfoWars Life, select survival food, Emmerich's essential products, the entire line, all those 50% off. Things like Living Defense, Prostaguard, Brain Force Plus, all of those 50% off. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, is 67% off. All of those, free shipping. And for those of you looking to give the perfect gift to your friends, family, or loved ones, consider giving them an InfoWars gift card. Now 10% off with the code BONUS. We're practically giving you free money for supporting InfoWars and for sharing with your loved ones. So take a look at that gift card. That's a great way to get people to find the store. And we really do appreciate your support at this time of year. This is why we have such deep savings and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to play the clip where the reporter summarizes what happened, because it's just absolutely amazing to me, the verdict that happened here. And I've got a couple more comments I want to make about this scumbag lawyer and the way that he not only came out and defended this guy, seven-time convicted felon, deported five times, was to be deported a sixth time, but the sanctuary sheriff there in San Francisco let him out, and then he stole a gun from a BLM car, a Bureau of Land Management car, loaded gun, left in an unlocked car, and then kills Kate Steinle. Now, he says it was accidental. He didn't even know where this gun came from. Well, just wound up on my lap, or I saw it on the ground. Oh, yeah, that's it. Let's see, which story am I going to stick with? Confessed to killing her, and then took it back and said, I don't really speak English that well. Now, he spoke English well enough to know that San Francisco was a sanctuary city, and that's where he wanted to go. Here's what CNN had to say.
Well, Anderson, we know that just within the past few minutes, the jury has acquitted Jose Inez Garcia Zarate of murder, first-degree murder, second-degree murder, and involuntary manslaughter. Now, this is the case that really brought the term sanctuary city to the forefront. You had this person who had been deported five times to Mexico. He would have been deported a sixth time, but San Francisco, a sanctuary city, does not comply with federal immigration detentions, and therefore
or the law.
Let him go. Now, many thought that this would have been a slam dunk case for the prosecution.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Kate Steinle, who was walking along this well-known pier in San Francisco, July 1st, 2015. She's with her dad, and a gunshot rings out. Within an hour, police had their man, but the defense did a very good job in poking holes in the prosecution's theory. Remember, the prosecution said that this was an intentional murder, that you had this person point a weapon at Kate Steinle and pull the trigger, but the prosecution obviously doing an effective job in raising reasonable doubt. For one thing we know, Anderson, is that the bullet ricocheted before striking Kate Steinle. That obviously helped the defense. Also, the defendant had very little gunshot residue on his hands, which some would argue would show that this was unintentional. We can tell you that the defense claimed, as improbable as it seems, that Garcia Zarate was just sitting in his chair there along the pier for about 20 minutes, looked down, and saw an object. He said the object was wrapped in cloth and unwrapped it, and that is when the gun went off, and the jury apparently bought that story, Anderson.
Yeah, they bought that story. You know what they bought? They bought this identity politics that was sold by this attorney. You can hear that in the statement that he had to make. It's a vindication of the rights of immigrants. You go before a jury in San Francisco, this sanctuary city, and you start parading around virtue signaling about immigrant rights and all this kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. People who come here from Mexico, whether they come here legally or illegally, and they want to get away from the violence of the drug cartels, get away from the violence of MS-13. We've already seen this in many parts of the country. And of course, MS-13 began in California, but now it's become a really big problem in areas of New York. And who are the people who are being killed for the most part right now? It's Hispanic immigrants who come here legally or illegally. If you are going to have a situation where you have a revolving door at the border instead of a wall, and if you're going to have sheriffs like the ones in San Francisco who release felons with multiple convictions, multiple deportations, and then release them, this is what you're going to wind up with. And it's going to be the people who come here even legally, whether they're immigrants coming here legally or illegally. They're going to be coming to a country. They're not going to have anywhere that they can go to be safe because the drug cartels, MS-13 and others, can come here just as easily as they can, even more easily than they can. And so if we don't do something about the border, this is going to continue. But I think that this really had to do, when you look at how ridiculous this was. Oh, yeah, I found this gun. I don't know what. They convicted him of illegally possessing the firearm, but they won't convict him of even manslaughter. I mean, if you run over people in an automobile accident, you're convicted of manslaughter because you're behind the wheel. This guy had the gun. He fired the gun. He had the gunpowder residue on his hands. I don't know where the quantity of gunpowder residue comes into it. He had the residue on his hand. First, he said it was on the ground and he kicked it and it went off. Well, but then he had it on his hands. And then they make the excuse, well, he doesn't have enough on his hands to really show that he was intending to do this. I mean, this is absolute insanity. But you can see the hatred. You can see the politics. And I can tell you, if you probably go back and look at what this lawyer was saying, it was all about, if you convict this guy, this San Francisco jury, people are going to say that you're hateful racists. They're going to say that you don't like immigrants. They're going to say that you don't like dreamers, that you've got a chip on your shoulder about people from Mexico. I'm sure that's what he was telling them, because he goes in and he actually threatens the president on this. And it's interesting when you look at a map of the fiscal burden of illegal immigration in the United States, state by state, the costs of illegal immigration put out by Federation for American Immigration Reform, goes by the acronym FAIR. Here in Texas, illegal immigration costs us $11 billion. That's the most of any state except for California, which is more than twice that.
$23 billion because people like this murderer, this felon, Garcia Zarate, go to California because they know it's a sanctuary state. And they can go there and they can live at the expense of the idiots like these people on this jury. And they can kill people who are innocent bystanders. That's what this is truly about. That's why President Trump got elected, because we're tired of this happening to us. Now, today we had get video clip number 7 about Nancy Pelosi. We had Nancy Pelosi finally turn on John Conyers. Who would have thought? I mean, she kept talking about what a wonderful icon he was and so forth, but it just keeps accumulating. This is what Nancy Pelosi had to say about John Conyers now.
Well, the allegations against Congressman Conyers, as we have learned more since Sunday, are serious, disappointing, and very credible. It's very sad. The brave women who came forward are owed justice. I pray for Congressman Conyers and his family and wish them well. However, Congressman Conyers should resign. As Dean, Congressman Conyers has served our Congress for more than 5 decades and shaped some of the most consequential legislation of the last half century. However, zero tolerance means consequences for everyone. No matter how great the legacy, it's no license to harass or discriminate. In fact, it makes it even more disappointing. Yes.
So I guess she feels like it's safe now to call on him to resign after he's gone to the hospital. He's nearly 90 years old. And I guess the stress of losing his permanent seat in Congress and being taken off the committee and so forth, I guess that hospitalized him. And now she feels like, well, you know, he doesn't have much time, so let's get rid of him. But she's not talking, people are not talking about Al Franken. Of course, Al Franken is a senator. He's not in the House. A top House Democrat has said that Senator Al Franken should resign after two more women on Thursday accused him of groping them. This is a guy, though, from Congress, Representative Joe Crowley of New York. He's chairman of the House Democratic Caucus. And, of course, he's speaking out about a senator. Nancy Pelosi could say something about it. Chuck Schumer could say something about it, but they don't. He's chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, highest-ranking Democrat to call for his resignation because Pelosi and Schumer won't. He said, I think it's time for Senator Franken to go. So far, 6 women have said that Franken groped them, including 2 new accusers yesterday. And 4 women have accused Conyers of harassment. At the end of the day, I would suspect that Nancy Pelosi is going to have to explain what is the discernible difference between Al Franken and John Conyers, said Arnold Reed, a lawyer for Conyers. The lawyer for Conyers said she doesn't get to tell him when to go. That's not her decision to make, and quite frankly, it isn't. What she should do, if she is serious about defending women, is she should do something about these multiple slush funds that they have. There's at least 3 different ways for them to pay people off and to keep it secret. But she's not going to do anything about that. Not at all. Stay with us. I'm David Icke. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Emerick's essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerick's essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerick's Essential Oils.
Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emmerich's Essential Oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. It's Friday, December the 1st, 2017. The push to get tax reform yesterday took a interesting turn. John McCain said, I'm going to support it. And as the headline on Zero Hedge said, McCain mania sends the Dow soaring to record highs. And of course, it went over 24,000. And then after the market closed last night, you started having senators like Bob Corker starting to push back against it. So it started going down in terms of futures, but then before the market opened, and now that it is opened, it is recovered from people who were concerned about that. They still believe that something is going to happen. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Right now, I want to talk about what's happening with firearms. We've had a Supreme Court it's not actually a decision. They did not listen to a court case. What they did was they declined to hear two Second Amendment cases this week. And so that leaves lower level law and case law standing. And those two cases, in one case in Maryland, it restricts the types of weapons that can be bought, a ban essentially on the nebulous assault rifles, whatever that is. It looks scary. Therefore, it is an assault on the sensibilities of liberals who don't like guns, who are afraid of guns. You know, because just like this guy in San Francisco, I'm sure it was easy for the people to believe that this gun just went off and killed people and he had absolutely nothing to do with it, because they can just be sitting there and just go off and murder people. That's how dangerous guns are. That's what people in California, New York, and other places, Maryland, that's what they believe, I think. They honestly believe that these guns are autonomous killing machines. They don't require the intervention or use or possession of any individual. So that's the only explanation that I can come up with. That and the fact that they're afraid of being identified as racist if they were to convict this foreign criminal, criminally trespassing in the United States, being deported multiple times, a convicted felon seven times. They were afraid to even convict him of manslaughter charges. So I guess in their mind, they can imagine that, you know, these dangerous weapons can just go off and kill people. The other case that they denied, and they didn't leave a comment on either of these cases when they left lower court rulings in place. The other one was from Florida. And this is a case where a man named Dale Norman, he challenged the Florida laws on carry. He was arrested and fined for, listen to this, brandishing his firearm because he had a gun in a holster. That's called brandishing by the gun control people. It's called brandishing by the BLM when people show up at a protest and they have guns in their holster. You are brandishing and assaulting and threatening a federal officer because you possess a gun. We should get rid of all guns. So he was brandishing his weapon because it was visible in his holster and he was walking down the street. He argued that prohibiting open carry violated his constitutional rights, but the Florida Supreme Court said, no, we're going to violate the Second Amendment, and we don't really care what your natural God-given rights are or even what the Second Amendment says. And the Supreme Court says, that's right, we're not going to do anything about that. Meanwhile, in Honolulu, Hawaii, residents have been informed that if they use cannabis for medical purposes, they will be given 30 days to voluntarily surrender their firearms and their ammunition before the Honolulu Police Department begins confiscation. This is the first time a law enforcement agency has proactively sought out state-registered medical marijuana patients and ordered them to surrender their guns. This is where this is all headed. This is the way that when they pull back the unconstitutional, illegal prohibition of marijuana as well as other drugs and then turn it into a privilege, then they will tie it to your natural rights and take away your firearms.
And then along this line, we have an article from Breitbart. The NRA has not rated pro-gun Roy Moore versus pro-gun control Doug Jones, so we will. Isn't it interesting, I think, that the NRA doesn't weigh in on this? Because you couldn't find two individuals more polarized on opposite sides of the Second Amendment than Roy Moore and Doug Jones in Alabama. Doug Jones says, you don't have any absolute rights. Nothing in the Constitution is absolute. That sounds like somebody who doesn't want to obey it. We'll be right back.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com. Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
I just talked about a couple of news items at the top of the hour. The Supreme Court refusing to hear an assault weapon ban in Maryland and refusing to hear arguments that Florida prohibits open carry. So they didn't care about that. Meanwhile, in Hawaii, we have people who are registered as medical marijuana users are being told in Honolulu, you better turn over your guns now. We're not going to let you have pot and guns. You know, it's interesting. Some people have pointed out that those two issues, if we could get people on both the left and the right to understand those two issues together, pot and guns, then we would have a rebirth of freedom because they need to understand where our rights come from. And it's kind of a shame that, the left will pick one and the right will pick the other and they'll double down on those rights. But they don't see that if you don't have, you either have your freedom or you don't have your freedom. And, a lot of people don't understand how we have had our freedoms taken away by the court system. We've had our freedoms taken away by the bureaucracy. And I've got a couple of examples of this for you. But as I said at the top of the hour, when I look at this verdict in San Francisco, the only way that I can understand it is that this lawyer shamed them into saying, you're going to be bad people. You're going to be racist if you convict this guy because he's an illegal alien. He's got dreams of coming here to this country. Forget about the fact that he's been deported six times, that he's been convicted of felonies seven times. And how do you explain the fact that Kate Steinle was killed by the gun that he had in his hands? Well, it must be that guns kill people. People don't kill people. Guns kill people. That's the idea that comes from the left. And so I guess that's the insanity that they can embrace. And the NRA says is not weighing into this race in Alabama, which I find very interesting. Sometimes the NRA can be great, and sometimes they can be the most craven cowards. And this is one of those cases. You've got in Doug Jones, a guy who says the Second Amendment is not an absolute right. It is not a God-given right. As a matter of fact, I don't think he believes that anything is a God-given right. Remember when Chuck Todd was freaked out about Roy Moore winning the Republican primary? He goes, this is a guy who says that our rights come from God. Can you believe that? He doesn't even believe in the Constitution. It's like, oh, I know, actually, if you don't think that your rights are natural, whether you believe in a creator or not, then you are believing only in privileges that are granted by a government. The Declaration of Independence, which was the basis for our independence, It laid out the principles for which we could say that we have self-government, and based on that were certain natural rights that cannot be taken away. They come from our Creator. Or if you don't believe in God, they are there by means of you just being a human being, having natural rights that are associated with being a human, because if you take away those, then basically you're just a slave to people. And so they don't understand that, and they don't understand that the Bill of Rights presumed that as individuals, it continued on with that line of reasoning that we had in the Declaration of Independence, that as a human being, you possess these rights. And here are some of those rights. And these are rights of the people. They're not rights of the government. They're not the rights of the National Guard or something like that. They're the rights of the people. But Doug Jones says the Second Amendment is not an absolute right. There is no God-given right. He doesn't believe that there's any rights. He says, you know, all of these rights that we have, we got limitations on all the constitutional amendments in one form or the other. So there are no absolutes for him. No absolute rights. Just privileges that he feels free to take away at any given point. And he was cross-examined on that by Politico, and he doubled down on that issue. He doesn't think that children, all the way up to the point of birth, have any rights either. They don't have a right to life. And it's Thomas Jefferson who said, the God that gave us liberty gave us the God that gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. The hand of force can destroy them both, but you can't separate them. If you don't have any liberty, you don't really have a life, do you? You're nothing but a slave. And that's what these people want to do. But on the other hand, we have Roy Moore. And this is what he had to say. He said, you know, they say that guns are bad, that they kill people. Well, I know a lot about guns. I'm the one who used guns in combat. He's a Vietnam vet. He says, I know what guns can do. But guns don't kill people. Don't kill. People kill. Unless you're a jury in San Francisco, then you believe that guns kill and people don't kill. He said, you could say that cars kill. Are we going to get rid of our cars? Well, yes, we are, Judge Roy Moore. That's the next one on there. That's why we need somebody like Roy Moore who looks at this and says, are you kidding me? You're going to say that you're going to take away my car because people are dying from cars? No, that's exactly the argument that they're using. Exactly the argument they're using. He says, are we going to get rid of our knives? Well, hang on. We'll see what happens with that. So you couldn't have a more polarized difference between these two. And the fact that Doug Jones wants to have background checks, which is basically going to be banning any transfer of private sales of any way, shape, or form. He wants to have background checks of gun shows and so forth. They're just going to ban private sales. He wants to have an assault weapons ban like they have in Maryland. He wants to have a high-capacity magazine ban. And yet the NRA won't weigh in on this. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Now, Jim Carrey did weigh in. He said, we need to remove the soulless Republicans so that democracy can live. He actually tweeted that out. Jim Carrey raged against President Trump's administration. On Wednesday, he called them, quote, soulless traitors who need to be removed from office so that democracy can survive. You know, the family of the young Irish lady who went to Hollywood dated Jim Carrey, committed suicide after claiming that he gave her a sexually transmitted disease. I think they might have something to say about somebody who is a soulless traitor. Somebody like Jim Carrey. Absolutely amazing. What hypocrisy. Maybe what he wants is the, maybe he wants the job that just got vacated by Matt Lyer. Yeah, he'd be perfect for that, Whitney. Perfect. This is what we get from Hollywood. He says, the GOP and White House have become sinister conclaves of soulless traitors, liars, and thieves, a gangrene we must remove so democracy can live. I would say that's what we have seen about Hollywood. That's what we've seen about people like Jim Carrey. They have become, and they are, a sinister conclave of soulless traitors, liars, and thieves, and sexual molesters, and perverts, and degenerates. They need to be excised from our homes. Don't put them on your television sets. It's amazing. Back in August, he had said that President Trump would take the stage at a scheduled rally in West Virginia and, quote-unquote, eat a baby to please his zombie base. This coming from the people who want to abort babies all the way up to full term and then sell their body parts, okay? This is projection. This is the way the sick left projects their soulless crimes, their soulless outlook onto other people. It's absolute projection. And then you got Jimmy Kimmel, the guy who lied to us about Obamacare, whose son had a heart condition, and it would have been covered under his insurance policy, but he said, if it hadn't been for Obamacare, I and other people would, nothing would have happened to somebody that had a child like my son. And so he sent one of his stooges from his show, a guy named Rich Barbieri, also known as Jake Bird. He sent him down to heckle Roy Moore, who was at a church. This is the kind of scumbag that Jimmy Kimmel is. Jimmy Kimmel and the Hollywood elite cross the line when they invade our churches under disguise and attempt to make a mockery of our worship services, said a senior advisor to Roy Moore. It was Wednesday night that Barbieri, known as Jake Bird, proceeded to interrupt the worship service during Moore's speech. Earlier, the judge's remarks, a leftist protester who had infiltrated the church started shouting at Moore, "The whole town says you did it. The entire town? All the girls are lying?" So they ejected that man. Then this guy started, and he yelled until they ejected him. And then the pastor there got up and said, "I must remind everyone present at this worship service, by the way, it is illegal to disturb a worship service, and we are going to have you arrested if any more of you do this." And the crowd cheered. So the next one who disturbs the service will be turned over to the police. As a pastor of this church, I'm saying we're going to do things peacefully and in orderly. If you love Roy Moore, you hate Roy Moore, just listen. And they said, if Kimmel wants to mock our, this is what Roy Moore said, if Kimmel wants to mock our Christian values, he should come down here and do it man to man instead of hiding behind a camera in Hollywood. What a bunch of creeps they are. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your chemistry. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'll tell you just how sick Hollywood is in just a moment. And it just keeps going. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com, the things that keep us independent of Hollywood, the things that keep us independent of Big Pharma. It's health products, preparedness products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and many of those have been reduced 50% or more, plus free shipping. And we've extended these big sales from Cyber Monday, still in effect. Let me tell you some of the preparedness products that we have. We have Alexa Pure Pro water filtration unit, 25% off plus free shipping. We also have all ProPure items, 25% off plus free shipping. These are water filters of various sizes. They can be expensive to ship, so take advantage of that free shipping. And the 25% off is still a big dollar discount because these are high-ticket items. They will last a very long time. You can make sure that your family is getting clean, healthy water, whether it is an emergency like a hurricane or whether it's just every day. The people who eventually found out that there was lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, or the people who found out there were dangerous pesticides are being dumped and sprayed on a property out in California. It wasn't even glyphosate. Of course, it does filter glyphosate as well. That's broadly used. And now with Dicamba, it has been added to glyphosate, and that's causing the Dicamba drift. They talk about that. It means that it spreads on the wind quite a bit, even to fields that are not people who do not want to use glyphosate. It is now being spread because of Dicamba drift. And when you live in a rural area, as I do, you never know which farmers are using that to control weeds. And that's going to filter down and get into the aquifers underground. If you're in city water, you don't know. Well, usually you do know that they're putting some pretty harmful things in the water, and you're also paying for it. Industrial waste products, which is which they label as fluoride, but they're actually waste products from the aluminum industry, waste products from the nuclear industry. And they say, oh, it's great for your teeth. And they're going to put that in the water. If you want to medicate somebody, here's a clue. You don't dump it in mass quantities in the water because you can't control dosage. Even if you're going to say something is healthy, you're not going to medicate people by dumping it in the water. So make sure your water is clean. Don't find out after the fact, after you start seeing, and it's too late, after you start seeing symptoms in your children of lead poisoning, and after they've lost IQ from lead poisoning or from fluoride poisoning, make sure that you're proactive, that you protect your health, you protect your family's health. That's a great way to do it right now. We've got our water filters, 25% off and free shipping. And, of course, InfoWars Life, select storable food, 50% off plus free shipping. And don't forget, you can always get a gift card for friends and family. And right now, you can save 10% off that gift card using the code word bonus. So it's a great way to do your Christmas shopping. Let people choose products that they want for preparedness or for health issues. Introduce them to InfoWarsStore.com and save 10% when you buy an InfoWars gift card using the code BONUS. All right, I was just talking about Jim Carrey, talking about the dark soulless Republican Party, of all people, Jim Carrey, all the things that have come out about Jim Carrey in the last year, that poor woman who committed suicide and that he, the things that he did to her family. And yet he has the audacity to talk about that, the audacity to talk about eating baby parts. Let me tell you something. That would only occur, saying something like that would only occur to the dark, soulless people in Hollywood. They're projecting the sickness, the spiritual sickness inside of them. They're projecting onto other people. And then you got Jimmy Kimmel hiring somebody to go down and troll Roy Moore and others at a church meeting. That's just absolutely amazing. And then there's Disney. Disney is debuting their first boy princess in something called Star versus the Forces of Evil. It airs on Disney XD. It's the latest episode of this show is being lauded all over the internet for depicting Disney's first boy princess. There we go. We've got transgender Disney heroes now. Isn't that wonderful? It's been heading this way a long time. I mean, you go back and you look at Pocahontas and you look at the radical environmentalism that they were selling in Pocahontas. And they've had these agendas for a very long time. Huffington Post says it is, quote unquote, a beautiful moment that could, quote, be incredibly influential for kids. Yeah, I would agree with that. It's incredibly influential for kids who are soaking up social cues about what it means to be a boy or a girl. Yeah, let's brainwash these poor children who don't even know what's going on in terms of sex. Let's just confuse them. Let's gaslight these kids. And that'll make it easier for them to molest them. And, you know, if they can make up their mind about what sex they are, then of course they can make up their mind about whether or not they want sex. So we can just get rid of all these troublesome consent laws that we don't really pay any attention to anyway. They really want to do something to protect the kids and get rid of the statute of limitations on pedophilia, which is typically about 3 years. They did that in Australia. That's why the cardinal was recalled to Australia, because they got rid of the statute of limitations, which had been very short there. They got serious about it in Australia. And now you've got the guy who was, what was he, number three at the Vatican. He's got a lot of people accusing him of abusing them as children. He's been called back down there. But, of course, they don't want to do that here in America. Instead, we take our pedophiles and we make them Speaker of the House for the Republicans. Longest amount of time anybody's been Speaker of the House is Dennis Hastert. That's what we do here in America. Don't want to have that statute of limitations. As a matter of fact, going back to Nancy Pelosi and all this virtue signaling that she's doing about John Conyers, who is probably, you know, he's on his deathbed, I guess, maybe he's 88 years old. They've hospitalized him. And so now she can talk about the fact that he ought to resign when he's about to be term limited by God. But she won't really do anything to fix the slush funds. And when you look at statute of limitations, remember that they've got to wait 90 days before they can make an accusation that they've been sexually assaulted. And then after 180 days, it's too late. So you got this little narrow window there, 3 months. Wait 3 months, then you got 3 months where you can talk, and then after that, forget it. We're not going to listen to you anymore. They're really not serious about that, are they? But here's some of the other stuff that Disney is providing as entertainment for your children when you set them down in front of the television set to be babysat by Disney. Because, you know, Disney's just so wonderful and wholesome. Disney XD channel. They've got a boy princess, and then they have chainsaw-wielding torso with one severed arm and no legs. They have a disembodied unicorn head, a variety of animal-headed, gruff voices, princesses. There you go. So you got princesses with really deep voices, and you got a little boy princess wearing a dress and stuff. This is from Pajama Media. So, you know, that's great. That's what we should be having. As a matter of fact, we've got very Reverend Kelvin Holdsworth, Provost of St. Mary's Cathedral in Glasgow, Scotland, saying that Christians should pray that Prince George is gay. He writes in a post, "Christians should pray for the Lord to bless Prince George with a love when he grows up of a fine young gentleman." A former chaplain to the Queen said to pray for Prince George to grow up in that way, particularly when part of the expectation is that he'll inherit is to produce a biological heir with a woman he loves, is to pray in a way that would disable and undermine his constitutional and personal role. Let's not even talk about what Christianity has always been about. marriage between a man and a woman. Let's not even talk about that. We can't even talk about that in England anymore. That's the state of Christianity in our society.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Friday, December the 1st, 2017. It was only about a week ago that we had a battle developing after the Thanksgiving holiday. We had the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Board, the CFPB, resigned. And the deputy director said, I'm in charge here now. I don't care who President Trump puts in place. I'm in charge. And she really did not want to have Mulvaney put in. He's been an outspoken opponent of the existence of this organization that was first posited by Elizabeth Warren and then put in place by the Dodd-Frank bill. Chris Dodd and Barney Frank, one senator, one House member, crafted this together and then retired with their golden parachutes for the favors that they had done to the banking industry, the big banking industry. But they called it consumer protection. You know, like we have all these bills that give us net neutrality, and they always come up with these names, the USA Freedom Act, the Patriot Act, all these various acts that they do exactly the opposite. So you can imagine that the Consumer Financial Protection Board is not protecting consumers. It is protecting the biggest banks against these smaller banks. It's making things very difficult for consumers. But we have to do that because we're not adults. We can't make up our minds about loans that we're going to take off. So they have to protect us. And by doing that, it's necessary to make it impossible for many people to get loans. And it's making it impossible for small and medium-sized banks to operate. And so we had this back and forth, this legal fight going on, the arrogance of this bureaucracy and the arrogance of Leandra English, who said, I'm the deputy, I'm in charge here. I mean, everybody laughed about that in the wake of Ronald Reagan getting shot. You had the former general come out and say, I'm in charge. Everybody was mocking him for that. But now this is going on in the bureaucracies because they really are in charge. And there was a lawsuit beginning of this week, a Trump-appointed judge, because it wouldn't have happened with anybody that had been appointed by Obama or by Clinton, or maybe even Bush probably wouldn't have done this, but a judge that just took office in September said, well, we're going to go with the president until we have time to take a look at this. And, of course, it's just a temporary appointment. Mulvaney was put in, and so now he is the director for the interim time. Now they put a say on that lawsuit. They're not going to remove him. But this is what Mulvaney had to say about the CFPB. He said, I have power here that should frighten people. Very honest about this. Here's what he had to say.
Folks, the structure of the CFPB is just fundamentally flawed. The authority that I have now as the acting director really should frighten people. You can sit down in a room with three or four people and say, well, let's go off and do this. And there's no accountability to Congress. I can set the budget pretty much without any input from Congress. In fact, without any input from Congress, we get an allotment from the Federal Reserve. So it's on one hand, people call it independent, but the real bottom line is it's simply unaccountable. And this is the way I explain it to folks. In fact, I've explained this to folks who work at the CFPB, that if they end up in the future as being on the short end of something the CFPB does, there's nobody they can complain to. They can't complain to the president. They can't complain to the senators. They can't complain to their members of the House. There is no accountability to the American taxpayers here, and that's wrong. I'm hopeful that it will change. Until it does, we're going to try and limit as much as we can what the CFPB does to sort of interfere with capitalism and with financial service markets.
Isn't that amazing? What he says is that I try to explain even to people who work here at the CFPB that if they get screwed by this agency, they don't have anywhere to go because this agency isn't accountable to anybody. It's not accountable to Congress. And, of course, this deputy director said, I'm not even accountable to the president because they get their money from the Federal Reserve. They can come up with any budget that they want. And this is the arrogance that we see over and over again from all of these different agencies, but it continues to get worse. This is the newest, the most newly created agency that we have, bureaucracy. It's not even an agency. Whose agents are they? I mean, they're agents of the Federal Reserve. But these bureaucrats that write our laws, that have their own judges and juries and law enforcement people who don't give us due process, they don't even give us the presumption of innocence. There is no limitation on the fines that they can give us, as we've seen from the EPA. So there's no protection, like from the Sixth Amendment, against unreasonable fines. There's no presumption of innocence. There's no due process. There's no jury. They are the jury. They will decide whether or not you broke their law. And because they say, well, it's not technically a law because it wasn't passed by Congress, it's a regulation. So since it's regulatory law, then we can do whatever we want to. And nothing in the Constitution applies to your rights. This is where we are right now. And Congress creates these bureaucracies, and then they run as independent little fiefdoms. And that's what's happening here. That's why I thought it was so amazing the arrogance, the new level of arrogance. And what we saw here at the CFPB was the deputy director saying, the president doesn't get to do that. We're going to have a line, an internal line of secession that is completely even independent of the president. And we get, as he just pointed out, as Mulvaney pointed out, they get their budget independent of Congress. There's no oversight. There's no accountability. They can't even cut the money off of these people. You have nobody to appeal to when they come up with a regulation. You know, Nancy Pelosi, it's probably the most honest she's ever been, which is that we got to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. They're going to turn it over to HHS, and they're going to write the regulations, the health czar there, and they will determine what's going to be in it. And that's the way it works now in Congress. The only person to actually even address that has been Senator Rand Paul with his Reins Act to rein in Congress, to say, hey, we are supposed to, under the Constitution, the elected representatives of the people are supposed to pass the budget. They are supposed to write the laws, not these bureaucracies who are unelected, unaccountable, as Mulvaney is talking about it. He said it needs to be reduced, if not killed. It needs to be killed. And it's good to have somebody there who realizes that, who says, you should be frightened by the power that we have. And that's why we are talking about net neutrality. You should be frightened about the power that has been usurped by the bureaucracy, the FCC. You should be very concerned about that. When they are getting rid of the Obama regulations, I mean, have you noticed freedom breaking out since the FCC usurped its authority over the internet in 2015? Are we freer now? No, we're not. Have you been priced out of the market? Has there really been any change there? Did it protect anybody from that? No, not really. It hasn't really made an effect here, but it has set up a very dangerous precedent. You know, when you go back and you look at net neutrality, you ought to go back to the fundamentals and not get distracted by the terminology that they use. Again, to say net neutrality, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, we all want a neutral net. We all want just dumb pipes that don't really care who you are or what information you want to get. You ought to be able to get it. You ought to be able to do that freely. And that's more or less what we have seen in the past, except where is the threat really coming from? Is it really coming from the ISPs at this point? No, it's really coming from the people who are pushing for net neutrality. It's really coming from Google, from Facebook. Those are the people that get benefits from ISPs. They have used their massive power to negotiate with the internet service providers and say, you're not going to count it against people's data charges. If they're measuring your data charges on your plan, they typically are. You're not going to count it against their data charges if they go to Google or if they go to Facebook. That's why they call it zero Facebook, zero Google, or Google zero, Facebook zero, because you don't get any data charges on that. And because of their size, they've been able to negotiate that. And they have been agents of censorship. I mean, they're coming out real boldly about censoring InfoWars, censoring Ron Paul, censoring anybody. Not just economic censorship, but just flat out censoring it. Pushing back as a search engine and saying, hey, don't go to InfoWars. This is a bad site. You shouldn't read the stuff here at InfoWars. This is fake news because Snopes says so. That's what they do now on their search engine. So when you look at net neutrality, think about a couple of things. Yeah, you want affordable internet. What's going to get that for you? Is it going to be competition or is it going to be a government regulatory agency? I think it's going to be competition. Do you want to have freedom of speech? Yeah. What's the threat to that? The threat to that are these agencies that were funded by the CIA, created by the government, and are acting as agents of the government to shut down anybody that they don't like. And that's not addressed in the net neutrality bill, but is pushed by those same people. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body.
Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to continue talking about what I was saying in terms of the out-of-control bureaucracies. I think there's a lot for us to learn from what Mulvaney, who has been appointed, he was the Director of Office Management and Budget for President Trump, and President Trump put him into the Consumer Financial Protection Board. The bureaucracy there fought him for control of it, still fighting them in the courts. But so far, that hasn't removed him as a temporary director there. He says, the power that I have should frighten people. The power that these bureaucracies have really should frighten you. Here's another example, the EPA. On Monday, Judicial Watch got 900 pages of documents that showed the EPA used social media to illegally lobby support of the Waters of the U.S. rule. The Waters of the U.S. rule. Remember, the individual who had 8 acres in Montana, he's a welder, not a wealthy guy, had 8 acres, and he decided that he would put a livestock and a swimming pond in there. He got the permission of the state and local people. It didn't cross over his border there, but the EPA decided under the Waters of the U.S. that they own all waters in the United States.
Talk about usurpation of power. And then they started levying fines of, I think it was something like $37,000 a day against him. Absolutely incredible. Where is the protection against excessive fines? Well, that doesn't apply because they say, well, this isn't the law. This is our regulation. When it's regulations, the laws don't apply. That's how the DEA and police agencies can steal your property under civil forfeiture laws. Oh, this is not a civil asset forfeiture. It's not even a law. Law doesn't come into it. Constitution doesn't come into any of this either. They don't have to even charge you with a crime, let alone find you guilty. They can just take your car, your plane, your house, whatever they want, charge. Actually, they sue the inanimate object and take it from you. And then to get it back, you have to go to civil court and sue them if you have any money left after they've confiscated your assets. So it's just outright theft, not only of your rights, but of your property. And that's what the EPA was doing as well with their Waters of the U.S. They ran up these fees to like $8 million, and then they decided they would start to garnish his wages as a welder. That's how over the top these people are in terms of expanding their authority without any reason or rule or authority, the overreach, the usurpation that they're doing. And as they pointed here, the EPA documents that Judicial Watch got, they say federal law prohibits agencies from engaging in propaganda. It also forbids agencies from using federal resources to conduct grassroots campaigns that prod U.S. citizens into browbeating lawmakers to act on pending legislation. Isn't that amazing? Not only do they write their own laws, not only do they have their own police force, not only do they have their own courts where you don't get any presumption of innocence, where you don't get a jury trial, where you don't get to confront the accusers, where there is no law. This Kafkaesque bureaucracy that has come to rule us in Washington, D.C., was now engaging in propaganda. And as the former EPA director of web communication says, I don't want it to look like the EPA used our own social media accounts to reach our support goal. Yeah, he would say that, wouldn't he? Because it's against the law. And we also had Lisa Jackson, remember the previous EPA director under Obama? She had created all these aliases to hide what she was doing with email, and everybody completely ignored that and forgot about it once we saw all the garbage that Hillary Clinton was doing. Judicial Watch obtained the email records through a FOIA request. The covert campaign began when Travis Loop, the EPA's Director of Communications for Water, wrote in a September 9th, 2014 email to Gary Bellin, a senior director for the organization American Waters, that the agency was pursuing a new strategy to defend Waters of the U.S. rule from critics. Quote, EPA is planning to use a new social media application called Thunderclap to provide a way for people to show their support for clean water and the agency's proposal to protect it. Totally illegal. But that is the overreach that we have here. Keep that in mind when we look at net neutrality. Remember that it was the FCC that had proposed, and it was the same commissioner who is now saying, we got to get rid of the FCC's control over the internet. The FCC had proposed that they would send people into newsrooms and that they would do a study and that they would ask the newsrooms, how do you prepare the news? How do you determine what the news is? They're going to start getting involved in content. And so it's quite obviously very alarming that they were going to get involved in content. This was under Obama. You got the EPA operating as a propaganda institute, using social media to lobby the public, to lobby lawmakers. We should be very concerned about this. And we should ask really hard questions and not just get caught up in this nonsense label of net neutrality. That's how they always operate. They always seize the high ground in terms of language. And so they come up with net neutrality, which is something that is not going to be neutral at all. As I said before, what is it that you want? You want affordable internet and you want freedom of speech and you want privacy and anonymity. Are you going to get that from this? Not if you look at the history of these agencies. Are the corporate advocates of net neutrality, the people like Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, are those people for lower prices or are they anti-competitive? Are these corporate advocates I just named, are they promoting free speech in any way whatsoever? Look at what Google has been doing. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, we had YouTube pulling the plug on Bible videos from a guy. No warning. This is a guy named Carl Gallup. This was written by WND, popular pastor, an author. He had Bible lessons, radio interviews, and he just had his channel pulled by YouTube. He said it was terminated over Thanksgiving weekend. No explanation. There had been no marks against it. He had been vigorously following the rules. It wasn't the first time a faith
focused or conservative oriented channel has been censored by YouTube? Of course not. We've had problems with them. Michelle Malkin, Michael Brown, Dennis Prager. They've all run into content censorship by YouTube. How is that net neutral? Where is the threat really coming from? Is it going to be solved by another bureaucracy that is unaccountable to the public? Unelected, unaccountable, just like the CFPB. Ernest Petty, a brand and diversity curation lead at YouTube, admitted that he helped to, quote, push to the top videos of an editor for left-leaning New York Times that was exposed by Project Veritas. He said, in very rare cases, we try to make up for the fact that something isn't on the trending tab. We'll use some type of intervention. Yeah, they'll do it algorithmically as well. Algorithmically. There we go. And we know that Twitter is doing that as well. And so there was no warnings, there were no strikes against this. He said he'd had debates that had been flagged with rabbis. Powerful stories like a Muslim woman being healed by Jesus were flagged. Videos where I answered questions like, should Christians homeschool their children? He'd had some of his videos demonetized. This was actually not the person who had his channel taken down. He had had no strikes against him. It was Prager University that had this. And WND commentator Michael Brown had said about these videos I just put in here. So those were the things that they're taking out. Questions, debates about the Bible, debates about religion, talking about people's personal spiritual experiences. Google doesn't like that. Here's what Google likes. Google likes surveys about children and what kind of children you like. Okay, they had an article. Cleveland police investigating 20 to 30 historic child sex abuse tapes. They had an algorithm that asked readers to select which child they liked best before they would display that story about child abuse. So they show you pictures of children, and it's like, which children do you like best? Before we let you read, you're interested in child sex abuse cases? Well, maybe you're a pedophile. So let's get your preferences on what kind of children you like. As one individual said, they were forced to take down the distasteful survey. They said the survey had to be completed before users could access an article on child sex abuse investigations on London-based Press Gazette's site. This is the kind of thing that we're seeing from Google. So, yeah, I think it's very legitimate to say that we do not want to have the kind of system that is being pushed by Google, the kind of system that is being pushed by Obama. It is not going to get your costs down to have the government control this. I have an article here that was written by John Dvorak. He says, of the three principles listed in the hearing proposals adopted by the FCC are the words, quote-unquote, legal content. He said, that got my attention, legal content. He said, who's going to decide what's legal and what isn't? He says, I can guarantee that the public would never have heard of Ed Snowden if FCC rules had been in place. And the same with WikiLeaks. He goes, that's how this is all going to end. You'll get your Netflix, you'll get your binge watching, but you won't get anything that criticizes the government. He said, this is not being paranoid, it's being logical. After watching the reaction to the Snowden revelations, there were no apologies to the American public over what was essentially warrantless wiretapping and monitoring of citizens, none. In fact, the officials proudly carried on. The only problem, as far as they were concerned, was Snowden and what he told us. Now, coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to William Binney, somebody that NBC, people that were running Matt Liar, they were saying, William Binney is telling conspiracy theories.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Coming up in this next hour, we're going to be talking to William Binney. Of course, one of the NSA whistleblowers. William Binney had been the global technical head of the NSA for quite some time. He was concerned about how the agency changed after September 11th, how they began conducting unconstitutional dragnet surveillance. He and other whistleblowers tried to explain this to the public, to Congress. Nobody cared. And they got new life after we had the Ed Snowden documents come out. As I was just reading from John C. Dvorak talking about net neutrality hysteria. That's the name of the article that he wrote. And he did it back in 2014. Boy, it's really true. Really true today. And saying there wasn't any concern. Nothing ever happened about warrantless wiretapping and monitoring of citizens after we saw the documents with Snowden. They just kept doing it. The only thing was that they were concerned. And it's like, how did this get out? We're angry about the leaks. We're angry about Snowden. How can we prevent that in the future? He says, well, regulate the internet. That's how. And he said, that explains why Yahoo, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, all these people are in on this idea of net neutrality. They all lost business because of these Snowden leaks. We all found out they've been cooperating with the government on this. And it's not good for business, is it? Made them look bad, didn't it? So what can they do to prevent this? Well, they can have government regulate the internet. They can have licensing, censoring, so that they can protect the public from the truth. That's what this is really about. And as we had William Binney about a month or so ago, at the urging of President Trump, talked to CIA Director Pompeo, telling him why this was not a Russian hack, and laying out logical, hard evidence about this, as opposed to the conspiracy theories that we've heard floated for the last year and a half. And instead, what we had was NBC News, as I was saying before we went to the break, it was NBC News that came back and pushed back against William Binney and said, look, this is a conspiracy theorist telling us that the NSA was doing dragnet surveillance. That's a conspiracy theory, right? We know that's not a conspiracy theory. And so we're going to talk to him about that. What did, how did that conversation go? How did it come about? What do we do to actually keep the internet free? What do we do to actually increase privacy when the government no longer cares to follow the law? They can't be bothered. And we have media like NBC News. They get these guys in there who operate as their little, operate like their Caligula or something because they've got this own little empire. And they're allowed to do whatever they want as long as they sell lies, as long as they attack the truth. And that's what's going on at NBC, at CBS, at other places where you see people like Charlie Rose, people like Matt Lauer. Matt Lyer, I think is what we ought to call him. That's what they allow them to do as long as they will be shills for the Mockingbird establishment. We got Tony Blair saying, you know what? It's never too late for Britain to change its mind about Brexit. This is the guy, as they point out in RT, who has not held elected office for 10 years. And this is what he had to say.
I think it's possible now that Brexit doesn't happen. I think it's absolutely necessary that it doesn't happen, because I think every day is bringing us fresh evidence that it's doing us damage economically, certainly doing us damage politically. I think public opinion is moving on it.
So it doesn't have to happen. They had an election. The people chose for it to happen. And now you've got the politicians like Tony Blair, and I would argue even Theresa May, as Nigel Farage has called her, Theresa Maybe, doing everything that they can to keep this from happening. Maybe we should have an election where we don't pay any attention to the politicians that get elected. How about that? How about we say, well, you know, there was an election, and Tony Blair, when he was elected prime minister, we don't like that, so we're just going to run him out of town. How would he like that? That's essentially what he's doing. He's telling them, I don't like your results, and we're not going to implement it. And you're not going to get Britain to change their mind. What they're going to do is the politicians are just going to ignore what the British people said in their election. When we come back, before we go to William Binney, I'm going to talk about what's going on with the tax reform package on Capitol Hill. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to former NSA director, not director, but he was a global technical head, Bill Binney. We're going to talk to him about the meeting that he had with CIA Director Pompeo, talking about the Russian hack. And today the news is all about Michael Flynn. He pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And as I said before, this is what they are after. They're after process crimes. That can be a very serious charge. We don't know what will happen to Michael Flynn. But you don't have to commit a crime. You just have to have the FBI catch you in some minor dispute about facts. And you're done. You're done. Ask you enough questions, and you don't, and you give them an answer that they can construe as a lie, you're done. That's the way this all works. That's why they're going through this long Russian collusion investigation. So we're going to talking to William Binney, who, at the urging of President Trump, we believe, that's what William Binney said, at the urging of President Trump, he talked to the CIA director and said, here's why this was not a hack of the DNC. I have evidence as to why this wasn't. So we want to talk to him about that, as well as what do we do to get our freedom? Net neutrality is not going to give it to us. I think it's going to have to be something like we see with Bitcoin. I don't think we're ever going to get an audit of the Fed. I don't think we're ever going to get rid of the Fed. I think we're going to have to transcend the Fed. And I'm very optimistic about what's going on with Bitcoin. I see that as an opportunity to transcend the Federal Reserve and not have to try to take it down through the corrupt people in Washington. That there's no way that that's ever going to happen. The only way it's going to happen is if we take our freedom, if we transcend them. And I think the same thing is true of the internet. A lot of people are talking about alternative structures. I mean, Russia is talking about having their own internet system. They're worried about being hacked. Guess what? Everybody does it. America hacks the Russians. That's what Bill Binney was doing for the NSA for decades. He was looking at East Germany. He was looking at Russia, other communist countries. Everybody does that. So they're saying, well, we're going to have our own internet.
Kim.com has talked about having a separate secure internet so people can get their privacy. And that's a key thing about Bitcoin that I think is driving it. Yes, there is a lot of speculation that is layered over top of it, but I think there are some fundamentals there that are very important. Let's talk a little bit about the Senate tax bill. Yesterday, as Zero Hedge pointed out, there was a mania in the stock market as John McCain said, yes, I'm going to sign this tax bill. And they got very excited about that. We saw the Dow go up to 24,000, and it is still there, even though overnight it started to go down because they started talking about, oh, we've got this new evidence that it's going to cause the deficit to go up. And this is coming from Bob Corker. Bob Corker. Yeah, this guy's a real corker. And I think it's interesting the way that they're selling this. And it did recover because Mitch McConnell came out and said, we're going to start having, we've got some fixes for this, and we're going to not vote on it last night, but we'll vote on it this morning, and they're going to be starting within the next hour or so, they're going to be starting voting on that, those different proposals. But look at the way the media is putting this out there. Wall Street Journal, Senate bill hits obstacle over deficit concern. And they talk about a $1.4 trillion plan to reshape the tax system, implying that this $1.4 trillion is a deficit. I'm going to tell you why this is a lie, the way they're using this information. Washington Post, Senate GOP tax plan hits deficit snag, leaving leaders scrambling. Contradicted by deficit study, says Washington Post, Republican tax plan is in disarray. GOP tax cut would add $1.7 trillion to the deficit, says the CBO. This is going back to the beginning of November. That's from CNBC. Is that really what we're looking at here? They're talking, they're confusing, deliberately confusing deficit with debt. Deficit is the annual shortfall that we have. And even though we've been getting record tax revenue year after year after year under Obama, we have been running a deficit each year. A deficit of about $1 trillion. Remember how fast it was going up? Remember how some of us, not those who are now complaining as the newly discovered tax hawks, they were not complaining about this. Where was Bob Corker when all this was happening? He wasn't saying anything about any of this stuff, right? And now he's being put out there as a deficit hawk. We had the debt. The debt is the accumulative annual deficits, and that's why they're using this term deficit everywhere. They're trying to confuse people. They're trying to make this tax cut look like it's going to blow the budget up more than the spending of Obama. Because over 8 years, the debt, the accumulated deficits, went up by $10 trillion. That's about an average of about 1.25 a year. And so now they're saying, oh, look, we're over 10 years, we're going to increase the debt by $1 trillion. That doesn't sound too bad if you look at that. So now they start talking about it as if it were an annual deficit. But here's the actual report that came out yesterday that caused so much kerfuffle from Bob Corker and others. The Joint Committee on Taxation. This is a report from November the 30th. It's a 12-page report, but I've got one page right here. And you can see that what they're talking about is the period from 2018 through 2027. A $1 trillion increase. And that net of $1 trillion right there, they took it down from $1.4 trillion because they said, well, we think that it's going to increase the economy by $400 billion. So the net deficit increase, the net debt increase over 10-year period is going to be $1 trillion. Keep this in mind. We've been growing the debt with annual deficits of $1.25 trillion for 8 years of Obama. But now they're freaking out because of a $1 trillion deficit over a 10-year period. Do the voters really care about this? Are Republicans only concerned about tax cuts? If they're going to be deficit hawks, why don't they start cutting spending? As I pointed out, year after year, Drudge at the top says, look at the annual record of tax receipts. It's not that we don't have enough taxes, it's that we got too much spending. But you're not hearing that from the Republicans. And you're seeing the mainstream media confuse the terms of deficit and debt to make this look worse than it really is. And you got people like Bob Corker coming out and saying, I'm not going to add another penny to the debt. Why didn't he say that when it was blowing up under Barack Obama? Why didn't he say that? Well, I'll tell you why. There's two reasons why this chicken hawk, Bob Corker, doesn't like this. Number one, He wants to undermine President Trump any way that he can. And when you look at what happened last night when this news broke and they said, it's going to go $1 trillion over 10 years. How do they know that? Think about what's going to happen in 10 years. We've got another 7 years max of President Trump. So that means that you're going to be halfway through the term of the president who comes after Donald Trump, even if Donald Trump gets elected for a second term. Or you're going to be 1.5 terms from whoever replaces Trump if he doesn't get reelected in 3 years. Bob Corker wants to make sure that he doesn't get reelected. He wants this whole thing to blow up. He knows that the stock market, many other calculations, have looked at this as a retroactive tax cut that was going to be applied to all of 2017. And you could see that last night as the markets got real excited when it said, hey, look, it looks like this thing's going to pass, goes up into a record area. Then the futures started declining rapidly when Bob Corker started putting a cork on it. And then when it looked like it was going to pass again, then it recovered back up to the level that it was. And now they're talking about including another $350 billion in new taxes. So they're very concerned about this. And you've got Senator David Perdue, another Republican, saying, we're discussing a new compromise for the planned tax overhaul that would increase taxes in future years. Why don't you talk about cutting spending? Why don't you? You're Republicans. Is spending no longer on the table for Republicans? I'm telling you what, these Republicans that we've got here in Congress now, they are more socialist, they are more big government, they are more welfare oriented than the Democrats were when I was a kid. These people have to be replaced. That's why this election in Alabama is so crucial. We have to get rid of Mitch McConnell. We have to get rid of these establishment Republicans who can't even imagine cutting any spending. Instead, we're going to have to find some way to increase taxes because of a BS projection that has, you can't project 10 years out in the future. That's absolute nonsense. Stay with us. Be right back with Bill Binney. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Emerix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerix essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerix essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emmerich's Essential Oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we are honored to have with us William Binney. William Binney is a former technical lead for intelligence with the NSA before he became a whistleblower in 2001. He'd spent 30 years with the agency. He's widely recognized as one of the best analysts and codebreakers in the NSA's history. And you can find out about William Binney. There's a documentary, A Good American. And I tell you what, you couldn't find a better American than William Binney, somebody who stands for the rule of law and somebody who will tell the truth regardless of the cost to him. He and the other NSA whistleblowers didn't get a lot of attention in 2001. Got a lot more attention after the leaks from Ed Snowden. You can also find William Binney at exposefacts.org, and you can find more information about the documentary A Good American at agoodamerican.net. So joining us now is William Binney. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Binney.
Well, thanks for having me, David.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what happened. I guess how long has it been since you met with Pompeo and talked to him about the DNC hack?
On the 24th of last month.
Mm-hmm. About the 24th of last month. I'm getting some crosstalk there. I'm not sure if there's something in the background there. And of course, Pompeo is somebody that is a Trump loyalist. He is also somebody that Donald Trump trusts. He's the director of the CIA. He's been rumored as being the person that might replace Rex Tillerson, if in fact Rex Tillerson is removed. Of course, we've heard these rumors for a long time about Rex Tillerson being removed. But tell us a little bit about how you got there. It was reported in the media that President Trump instigated this meeting between the two of you. To your knowledge, is that the way that this happened?
Yes. Well, actually, I was in Amsterdam last month and got a call from the director's office there asking me to come in and see him. And so I said, okay, and we set up the meeting. When I went in to talk to him, my first thing he said was that President Trump told him that if he wanted to find out some facts about the Russiagate issue, that he should talk to me. So then I that's when that's what we talked about was the Russia issue and all the facts that we had discovered openly in the public domain about the alleged hacks into the DNC, which was on the 5th of July. We found that that was a false statement, that it was not a hack. It was a download. And we don't even know that it was done at the DNC. We couldn't even show that.
I think it's interesting because the headline from New Republic says Donald Trump is having the CIA chief investigate conspiracy theories about the DNC hack, when all we've had is wild speculation without any evidence about Russian involvement and a hack of the DNC. We've had Donna Brazile come out and say the hack and so forth, whereas the people who got the information and put it out there, Julian Assange, said it wasn't a hack. It was given to us by somebody internally. But you're not even basing it on what Julian Assange and other individuals affiliated with WikiLeaks had to say. You simply looked at the data. You did an analysis like you used to do for the NSA all the time. Tell us the basis of this analysis and why you believe that this was not a hack over the internet, but that it was something that was given to someone with somebody who had physical access to these computers. In other words, somebody who was either inside or who had broken into the DNC.
Well, the first thing that made us very suspicious was the rate at which the data was downloaded from that supposed hack. When you look at it, it came down, and we just finished some analysis of it over here, looking at all the data itself and also the timestamps for the data. So we back calculated everything across the entire transmission and found that the highest rate was 49.1 megabytes per second, as opposed to 38, which we had previously thought. Now, that is still within the range of a USB port download, but it is not capable of going across the Atlantic to Europe as a transmission through the internet. I mean, we tried that. We also experimented to see if we could do that. How fast could we send data across the internet to Europe? And the best we got was 12 megabytes per second, which is, you know, roughly one-fourth the rate was necessary just to transmit the data. But when you input data into the web, what happens is it gets busted up into packets, and there's a lot of housekeeping data that goes with that. So it's even less than that. I mean, it's probably somewhere between one-fourth and one-eighth the capacity necessary to transmit that data. So right away, he told us it was a local download. It was not, and we didn't even know where local was because we had no evidence to show that it was the DNC. But we could say very clearly that it was a local download, and our testing for data transfer across the Atlantic would not sustain that capacity and capability. So question then becomes, who is Guccifer 2? And we started looking at more data from Guccifer 2 in September. Then we found that you could merge the 5 July data with the 1 September data into one continuous stream of information if you ignore the date. And picked out only the hour, minute, second, and millisecond transmission times, then you could, all that data would merge together. So it's like Guccifer 2 is really playing a game with us, you know? Mm-hmm. He's taking one file, splitting it into two, sending it in his two separate hacks, when in fact it's the same data stream. So he's playing a game. And
let me interject here, because some of the people who have looked at this and have pushed back against this analysis would say, this is happening after we had the initial release of information from Guccifer. You're pointing out that that some of these files that were released, that you looked at, the data transfer rates, those were files that were not made public for another month after that and so forth. So the date is not really a factor according to your analysis. Explain that.
Right. See, the date didn't matter. All we were saying was it came from the same download of data or same data file. Then they simulated what they wanted to call a hack, but it was really a download to a local USB port. And then they put that data out there with all the timestamps for us to look at. And that's what we were looking at, the forensicator data that came across and was put out as Guccifer 2 inputs. To analyze. And that's the only thing we had to look at. When you look at it, you can tell this is whatever they're saying it is, that's not what it is. It's something else. It's somebody, Guccifer 2, playing with this data and also playing with us. He's playing game with us. So it is not, this was nothing like a hack. So. Yeah.
And of course, I've talked to you. I've talked to John McAfee. Many other cyber experts have said, even before we had the Vault 7 release from WikiLeaks, they said, they're saying, hey, we got Russian fingerprints on this and so forth. And John McAfee, before even that, the manuals were put out there, said, of course you're going to disguise yourself as somebody else when you put this in. And nobody would do this in a way that would expose where they're coming from. And every intelligence agency is going to be able to mask themselves as being somebody else. So there's absolutely no way that anyone could ever determine something like that. They have specific tools to mask that. How was this received by Pompeo? Because he's a smart guy. He was first in his class at West Point. How did he receive the information that you gave him?
Well, I think he accepted it. I mean, and he had two other people in there who were, I guess, were looking at it technically. And they, of course, wrote down notes, and they're probably going to check it all out. I would if I were them. And certainly, you see, there's some other – the other aspect is that when you're able to merge data coming from Guccifer 2 from two different places into one file – That really says this is something that's going on beyond, any a simple hack. And if you looked at it, the hack that they were claiming was on the DNC was really not a Russian design. It came from the Ukraine. But when it was exposed publicly, that means lots of people in the world have access to that and can use that attack too. So
hang on, we got to take a break, and I want to get back to that. You're talking about it coming from the Ukraine. We're talking to William Binney, former technical global head of the NSA, a great American, a very good American, an honest man, and he knows what he's talking about. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to William Binney, former technical leader of intelligence for the NSA. Worked there for over 30 years. He and others became whistleblowers to warn us about dragnet surveillance in the wake of 9/11. For the most part, they weren't listened to. Certainly, they weren't listened to in Congress, and the public really didn't get the message out there. And, of course, our fake news media didn't say anything about it. It got another look when we had the Ed Snowden documents released. As a matter of fact, just before the Ed Snowden documents were released, I think it's interesting that James Clapper was telling Ron Wyden, no, there's no surveillance going on. And then we saw it with the Snowden documents. Of course, nothing's going to happen to James Clapper, even though we have Michael Flynn now as having to plead guilty to lying to the FBI. Nothing happens to James Clapper for lying about that. Well, maybe we'll talk about the 17 agencies assessment. But just before we went to break, we were talking to William Binney, and he was talking about the how sophisticated this attack was and the Ukraine connection. Let's go back and rewind that a bit, Mr. Binney, and talk a bit about these files. As you pointed out, you think that it was one file that that was then split apart to try to look like it was less sophisticated, to try to look like a hack, and it also went through the Ukraine. Go ahead.
Well, it didn't necessarily go through the what I was talking about was the original attack was designed in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So, but later on it became publicly known. Now, this is important because that means that there's any number of people in the world who could take advantage of that attack once it's known across the network, which it was. Which means that in order to know who really did the attack, you have to trace the packets as they leave the DNC server and as they go through the network. Now, there's only one agency in the world that has the capability of doing that, and that's NSA. It has embedded not only in the switches and servers inside the United States, but also around the world, lots of traceroute programs which trace billions of packets as they're moving around the network. One of the reasons they did that was they were trying to cope with the Tor program, which broke up your packets and sent them in different directions and reassembled them at the other end. So in order to capture that, you had to be able to trace the packets as they moved along. Now, that's why NSA deployed all those programs, which means they know where the packets went if they went across the networks. And so they should be the ones coming out, tell us exactly who did the attack, if there was one. And where the packets went.
That's interesting. So they know where all this stuff is, as you've been telling everybody. They're following everything. They have the capability, only people that have that capability, and they should be talking to the CIA. Did you tell that to Director Pompeo?
Yes, I did. In fact, I told him also the FBI, I thought, knew a lot more about this and who did it than they're really talking and saying to him. In fact, I basically said that it didn't appear that either he or the president were getting the true information from the intelligence agencies, that they weren't telling them the truth. Now, to me, this is a very serious issue because that's how you get into making very bad mistakes at the leadership level, because you don't tell them the truth. And so they go up and do things that could lead to wars, for example, like the Vietnam War, the Tonkin Gulf affair. That didn't happen in spite of the fact the captain of the ship said that they weren't attacked.
So, that's right. That's right.
After that, I mean, we'd go over there and killed a couple million people, then take the weapons of mass destruction from Iraq and they go kill a couple hundred thousand more people. So this is insane. Unless you can get these agencies telling them the truth, you put your country in a bad position to make really bad mistakes and hurt a lot of people in the world.
Well, we've seen the politicization of the intelligence agencies. James Clapper and John Brennan, they were very heavily politicized, and they made it very, very clear after they left office. But it was also very clear during the election. And this whole thing about 17 intelligence agencies, that was first mentioned by Hillary Clinton in a debate. And then James Clapper started echoing that shortly after that. And then we found out in subsequent testimony to Congress, he said, well, it wasn't all 17 agencies. I actually just had representatives from the FBI, the NSA, and the CIA come before me, and they all agreed with me. And so then I said it was all 17 agencies. I mean, when you look at the way that they're spinning this, when you look at the way that they're attacking President Trump, to me, that is the thing that is really, really worrying, the fact that we have all of this power residing in the intelligence agencies, and it's being politicized.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And that's basically one of the concerns, the main concern I expressed in the meeting, and after the meeting too, publicly. The point is that the intelligence agencies are supposed to be giving real information on intentions, capabilities of potential adversaries, so that the leadership of this country can take action to maybe avert them, like terrorist attacks or anything else, or avert wars, not create barriers between countries on a false basis.
Instead, they're acting like their own little fiefdom and so forth. We got Alex Jones here in the studio. His program is going to be starting in about 20 minutes or so, but he's already here at InfoWars. He wanted to comment on this. Let's go to Alex real quickly. Alex, go ahead.
Well, this morning when I saw the news of General Flynn's indictment for supposedly lying to the FBI, it hit me like a ton of bricks, and I thought, wow, William Binney, I know he's been over in Europe working on some really huge things that he's trying to get the U.S. government to work on, but I thought, what a perfect person to try to get on next week if we could. I didn't know he was on here today. I tune in most mornings, but I didn't know this guest was coming on. I guess I'd miss that. So it's very fortuitous because I literally called Nico, my producer, this morning, and I said, let's get Dr. Binney on. Let's get some of these other top folks on who have been exposing all of this, because remember, they said that they were surveilling Trump at first and Flynn. Then they said they weren't, but they were using the foreign intelligence gathering to get this. Then they said, oh, but we weren't targeting Flynn. Now they're using transcripts, but nowhere in the news so far this morning, I may have missed it, have they pointed out how the FBI had transcripts of the conversation to say that Flynn is lying. And again, I'm not even agreeing he's lying. There have been many conversations with the Russian ambassador. That's totally normal for an incoming national security advisor for the president. But just to show the surveillance state being used by these stay-behind networks that Obama and Hillary put in is massive. So I'm going to get out of here. I just wanted to ask Dr. Binney his old view on how, really, I think this illegal surveillance being used domestically against the incoming president, and how this proves that he was indeed right, that they were being surveilled. Mr. Binney, thank you.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, they said it was a lie when President Trump said he was being wiretapped, but you also had defended President Trump on that point as well, Mr. Binney.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the president used the wrong term. It's not a wiretap. It's just monitored.
Yeah. Right.
You know, everybody's being monitored, and now he was being targeted out for study in terms of the data, NSA database, all in that database. So they went in and directly pulled data about him. And that's how they got the phone call conversations from the president to the presidents of Mexico and Australia. It's the same issue. They still had all of that material. Also, I would point out that if any communications of the president leave the White House, they're encrypted. And the encryption process and the encryption keys are provided to the White House by NSA. So in other words, if they're going to read that conversation outside the White House, they have to have the decryption mechanism. So that means
that Obama was involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. When we look at this, and you became a whistleblower in 2001 because you were concerned about the surveillance of the American people without warrants and so forth. And now we've got this rogue agency, the way that they have turned, they're using this to surveil political opponents. That's the thing that is really here. And as you just pointed out, they have to have the keys that the president would have. So that means that there was involvement at the presidential level with Obama in order to do this kind of surveillance.
So I'm referring to the intelligence communities of the United States as the Praetorian Guard. Mm-hmm. They're kind of determining who the emperor is and what they do.
Wow. Or maybe they are the true government. Maybe they are the deep state that is the true government. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that's very worrying. You know, we just had Mulvaney, who was appointed as the Consumer Financial Protection Board interim director, as the other one resigned. The deputy director is fighting President Trump on that. And Mulvaney said, you should be very afraid of the power that I have. And he talked about that. But if people should be afraid of the power of the intelligence agencies, that's what we should really be afraid of, if we really knew what was behind that. And William Binney has been trying to educate the American public about this now for 16 years. And he is still doing it. You can find him at agoodamerican.org. That's the English version. I gave you the German version earlier. agoodamerican.org. That's the story of William Binney. We'll be right back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. B
Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, worked for decades for them. And of course, the time that William Binney was there, they were focused on their mission that was external. It was outward looking. They were trying to get information on Russia, East Germany, China, other people. They were prohibited, of course, by law, by the Constitution, by the FISA Act. They were prohibited from looking at Americans, but they ignored that prohibition. And now it is getting much more disturbing, as we see in this last election. We had the bombshell revelation from Mr. Binney that as we're talking about these transcripts, we got General Kelly now
pleading guilty to lying to the FBI. Where did they get these transcripts? How did they know this information? Only the NSA had the ability to trace packets involved in the DNC hack and so forth. There would need to be keys by President Obama in order to get to this information. William Binney knows how this operates. And he's saying this is involving people at the highest level. That is the thing that is really frightening, isn't it, Mr. Binney? The fact that our intelligence agency is not only operating as this independent bureaucracy or Praetorian Guard, as you call them, but they used to be and would be legitimately outward directed to give us information, honest assessments to the president about what's going on in foreign countries to ascertain threats. Instead, they become the threat themselves, looking inward, becoming politicized against their political opponents and using this vast surveillance operation against Americans, but also against, obviously it's going to be the targets are not going to be just ordinary Americans, but as Michael Kelly said, we don't listen to bad people. We listen to interesting people. He bragged about that. And that's nobody more interesting than a political opponent, a presidential candidate and his staff. That's what they're now doing. That's their, I guess that's what they see their mission as now. That's very frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's much more extensive than that. And they really do focus on, from another NSA whistleblower, he's seen the transcripts of phone calls by the Joint Chiefs of Staff that they've been monitoring, also by members of the Supreme Court, including Chief Justice, and also senators, representatives, any member of Congress. In other words, they're looking at the leadership, anybody who has power over them. They're monitoring them to see what their intentions are, what they're thinking, what they're concerned with, and in terms of budgets and so on, and how they might affect NSA or the intelligence community. So, you know,
and look at what happened with Senator Feinstein when they said, "Oh, we want to look at some of the CIA files," and look at how they came after her, started surveilling her staff, and she was incensed. It's like, wait a minute, who's in charge here? And it's like, actually, they are in charge here. And then you have Senator Lindsey Graham, a big warmonger, and yet he's kind of taken back by this. I mean, he's not a civil libertarian by any means, but he realizes that he is a target of their investigation. Will they find something that they can use against him? Some way that they can blackmail him? That is the thing. It's always going to be the people in power who are going to be the ones who are going to be the focus of this kind of internal espionage when it develops into the kind of organization that it now is.
Yeah, it's like, it's like the Praetorian Guard is monitoring everybody and see who they need to eliminate or remove from power or in any influence. And also you have to look at Congress, who have the real power. They just have no backbone to use it, or else they feel that the intelligence community has some leverage against them. In which case they would back off. From my point, I would simply say, if you people don't start stopping attacks and start to abide by the law and the Constitution, then we're going to start cutting your budget 10% every quarter until you start to do the right thing.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get control of them, though. Let me ask you about this, too, because as we see this and as we all start to understand that they're listening to everybody, they're watching everybody, that's another kind of danger, isn't it? Because they can actually have the ability to do spoof attacks or to plant false information on somebody. They can, even if they don't have something, even if this person's not dirty and they don't have anything they can blackmail them on, they can frame them and it will be believable because they have those kinds of tools.
Yeah, they attempted to frame us between 2007 and 2010. They attempted to frame us three separate times and put us in jail with the Espionage Act 1917, which went 35 years in jail. But they manufactured the evidence, and the difference is that I caught them at it. And when they were faced with the evidence that we had against them, threatening them with malicious prosecution, which is a felony also. They backed off immediately, and we haven't heard from them since.
Wow.
But that
wow.
tells you the extent of the corruption that's involved
yes.
in our government.
Yes, that's right. And most people are not going to be in a position like you where you can prove, you can turn this back on them. I mean, you know, these politicians, if they were to pull something like that on them, as I said before, even if they hadn't done anything wrong, they could manufacture evidence, they could frame them just like they attempted to do with you, but they wouldn't be able to push back against that. That's the really dangerous thing. That's the power that they have. That's why we should be so afraid. I mean, yes, be afraid of the Consumer Financial Protection Board, but wow, the intelligence agencies and what we've already seen in this last election, that's what's really scary.
Yeah, I would also say that that's also one of the reasons we still have some very big leaks coming out of the intelligence community because of what they're doing. I mean, there are really good people in the government and they're trying to do the right thing. I mean, for example, in the DOJ, when they backed off from our case, someone felt so bad about what they were doing to us, they sent us a draft copy of their indictment of us. Wow. So we now know all the lies they lined up and we're ready to address them all. So, but it's the same with all the other agencies. There are good people there and they just can't associate with some of the criminal activity that's going on. That's all. And they have to do something and that turns out to be leaking.
And the problem is that even though there's good people, they're typically not the ones who've been given the access, been brought to the top. It's the people who are going to play ball with that corrupt cabal that are going to That's be right. promoted, that are going to be in charge. And so, if you are a good person, there's a cap on what you're going to be able to do, or they will come after you, or they will fire you at the very least, or they'll come right. after you and try to yep. frame you as well.
Or like John Kiriakou, the case of John Kiriakou, he was the one who exposed the name of one of the torturers in CIA. And then all of the end result was he went to jail for 30 months and those who were doing the torture got retroactive immunity.
Yes.
So,
yes.
you know, this is not, I mean, we have lost all moral standing in the world by this kind of stuff.
Yes. And I've talked to John Kiriakou multiple times and he said, I would do it all again. You know, he's the same kind of guy that you are, Mr. Binney. And it's unfortunate that the system purges out the William Binneys and the John Kiriakous. Those are the people that we really need. But we do need your voice on the outside, and it's great to have your voice on the outside. And I'll plug this again. A Good American is a great thing to watch. It's a documentary about William Binney. You can find that at agoodamerican.org. Also at exposefacts.org, you can get information about William Binney. We've got about 2 minutes left. Tell us what you want to the American people to know about this and kind of wrap this up. I'll give that to you.
Well, I would say quite simply put that really all the power is resting in the people if they ever want to stand up and exercise it. You've got the power of voting to vote these idiots out of office if they're not going to abide by their oath of office to obey the Constitution. You've also got the ability to contribute to other campaigns of people who will do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And you have the ability to call your congressmen and representatives and say, I don't want you to do this. Make in other words, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So squeak, you know, complain. And if they don't do something like that, then join lawsuits that are against them to stop this unconstitutional activity of our government. I mean, they have been lying to us from the beginning, saying you had to give up privacy for security. That's been a lie from the beginning. And it was that way because there was so much money involved in doing bulk acquisition of data and collection in terms of building facilities, hiring people, getting contracts. You know, I mean, I think we spent close to $1 trillion since 9/11 on the intelligence community alone.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, that tells you what they're doing is they don't respect the taxpayers. They don't spend their money with any degree of concern of the efficient use of it. It's just, it's our money. We'll just spend it any way we want. You just have to give us more when we need it. That's all.
I think the key thing is for people, and this is why it's so important to hear from you, because the vast majority of Americans don't realize just how serious this is. And the vast majority of Americans, like you said, are willing to give up their privacy for the promise of security. They're willing to give up their liberty for the promise of safety. You never get that. You never get that in the bargain. And they don't realize how threatening this whole thing is. I mean, they listen to these individuals who warn them about the bureaucracy that's out of control, or they hopefully will listen to you to tell them what is really here. But that's the key thing. We have to, before we're going to have politicians with backbones, we have to have Americans with backbones. We have to have Americans who want liberty and who aren't going to settle for this kind of internal corruption. Thank you so much for joining us, William Binney. Again, those websites are exposefacts.org and agoodamerican.org. Thank you so much, William Binney.
Thank you.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Emerix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerix essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oil scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerix essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emerix essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.